Good morning. Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Cale Boer. I'm the teaching pastor at the Delaware campus. And this past Sunday, we started a brand new series called Senior Moments. And we are looking at Hebrews chapter 11 and into 12 and what is often called the Hall of Faith. It's the author of Hebrews is looking through all of these people in the Old Testament: Abraham, Moses, Abel, Enoch, Gideon, Samson, all these people, and says, look, by faith, right, these people did X, Y, or Z. And he starts off the chapter by saying something that's a pretty familiar verse for many of us. For some of us, it says, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. Faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. In verse 2, for by it the people of old received their commendation, right? For by it the people of old received their commendation. And we really talked about, in some ways, just the anatomy of faith. What is faith, right? Faith is talked about in a number of ways in the Bible, but I guess boiled down in a sense, it's trusting God, right? It is believing God that we're not saved. When we talk about salvific faith, right, salvation faith, it's believing that God is the one who has saved us by grace, and then it's through faith. We receive that grace by trusting God with our lives. And here the author of Hebrews says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. And I think it's important that we remember, right, it's not, hey, I hope for a great and early retirement, right? I hope for a lot of money. I hope for a bigger and nicer house. And I'm not saying those things are wrong necessarily, but that's not the point of what the author of Hebrews is saying here. The context here is that the author of Hebrews has told us, Jesus is the mediator of a greater covenant. All these people in the Old Testament laws and system did not save anyone. It ultimately, the law, right, brings death. It brings the awareness of sin, and the wages of sin is death. It is grace that saves us. The greater covenant that Christ mediates, that Christ brings into reality, that's what saves us. And the assurance of things hoped for, what we're hoping for in that context is that we are forgiven, that we are made new, that we are right with God, that we have a right relationship with God, that we're no longer enemies of God, but that we're the children of God. And faith is the assurance of that, the assurance of salvation, the conviction of things not seen. It's by faith that we say, I believe God exists. I know that God exists. Even though I can't see him with my physical eyes, there are a lot of things we can see. We can see the world around us, the things that God has created. Scripture says that is evidence of God's existence. It's the evidence of his power and his divine nature. But at the end of the day, we can't say, hey, look, right, here's God. We are saying, we believe God exists. We know God exists. We know he's the sovereign and good God that he is. By faith, we are taking him at his word. He has said that he is, right? Genesis chapter 1:1, right? In the beginning, God, he's there, and we're taking him at his word. And then in verse 2, it says, for by it the people of old received their commendation. And I love that in that list is included a bunch of really imperfect people. Some of those people are the heroes of the faith, but then other people, I love that, Gideon is involved and Samson is included, because as we just saw in the book of Judges, those guys' faith was very, very imperfect. They were very, very imperfect people. And so what they're commended for is not the quality of their faith, that look how much faith they had, but rather they had faith. And I think even more, you could say, the object of their faith. They trusted, but they trusted God. That's the importance. They trusted, they had faith. And faith in this context is they believed God. They took God at his word. When God said that he would do something, they believed God would do that. Imperfectly, but at least to some extent, they believed and they acted upon God's word. And so, we took an extended period of time to just talk about kind of having faith versus faith, that in our culture, a lot of times we talk about faith, just have faith, but we really don't define what that means. Faith in what? It is not, just believe, just believe in yourself, just believe that things are going to get better, you know, just hope against hope, just believe that, you know, everything is going to be all right, just think positively. That's not the faith that the Bible is talking about. The faith that the Bible is talking about, the faith of the Christian faith, is faith in the person of God and in the work of Jesus Christ at the cross. And so I want to end by just asking you this morning, you know, the big idea of the series is don't forget to look up. How is your faith? Are you trusting, actively trusting God? It may be imperfect. You may have doubt in your life. You may say, Cale, I want greater faith. And I would say, ask for that. That's biblical. It's in the scriptures. People saying, God, help my unbelief. But do you have faith? Do you trust God? Are you actively trusting Him in your decision-making? Are you seeing things in your life through the grid of faith that God is in control, God is sovereign? I could give you a lot of examples just even from my life, right? Even recently, where we just sensed God saying, hey, here's the way you would normally approach this, right? But I want you to approach it this way, right? I want you not to turn to these things, but to turn to me first. Just turn to me, right? Before you go off running, trying to solve this problem, get on your knees and just ask me, because I'm a good father and I'll provide for you and I'll take care of you, right? How is your faith? Are you trusting God? Are you seeing things from an eternal perspective? Are you remembering to look up and to fix your eyes on Christ? As we said at the beginning of this Sunday, man, there are so many things in our culture and our pace of life that it's just very easy to get horizontally distracted, if I can say it that way, looking at everything around us, jobs, kids, activities, go, 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 busy, busy, busy. It's easy to just get caught up in the here and now and forget to look up, forget to spend time with God, forget to say, Lord, it is faith. I trust you for my life, for my forgiveness, for my salvation, for my future, with my present, with my everyday. And this morning, I want to encourage you, right? Ask you, right? How is your faith? Are you spending time with the Lord? Are you remembering to look up? Let's take a moment right now, right? If you're driving, obviously don't physically look up, but let's take a moment to spiritually, right? Look up and just pray to the Lord. Center our minds on Him today. Let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, you are good. You are gracious. You are, God, scripture says you are love. You love us and you have called us by name and brought us into your family. And Father, we have a mission, a purpose in life to love you, to love others, to make disciples. And God, I pray today as our folks are driving different places, doing different things, as we're out in the world, Father, we would remember we're in the world, but we're not of the world, that we are your sons and daughters. And God, I just pray for everyone listening to this morning, they would take a moment right now and just look up, reconnect with you, be reminded of who they are in Christ. And God, you'd prepare them, give them what they need for today. And I pray that in Jesus' name, amen. Take a moment and just pray for yourself. Thanks so much for joining us for the LifePoint Drivecast. God bless you. Have a great rest of the day, and we hope you'll tune in with us again tomorrow morning.